Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships? What makes them work? How to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. How do we choose somebody to be our life partner? I want you to be in the position of being the chooser as much as you are the chosen. So the qualities that you're looking for in that other person are really a good match for you and are going to create a satisfying life for you. We often fall in love for all the wrong reasons. There's a real pull, a real attraction, a physical chemistry. And it's really powerful. It creates a sort of mental and emotional madness. We become obsessed with the other person, and they feel like they're the answer to everything, and we can't get enough of them. But these attractions often connect back to early traumas in our emotional lives, maybe even ones that we can't even remember. For myself, just to give an example, as the baby in hospital, I would just attach to anybody who came towards me. There were long periods of time when my parents couldn't be there. So I would just attach to the next person that came to pick me up. And that was a pattern that I took with me into my adult life. If somebody wanted me, I felt that was enough. I didn't really think about whether I wanted them, whether they would be good for me. The emotional charge was such that if they wanted me, I almost had to want them. And there are such things as trauma bonds that really go back that far that we replicate in our lives. So if we were treated badly as a child, if our first experiences of emotional connection were ones of emotional violence, like shouting or deprivation or slapping, then those tend to be the sort of qualities of emotional connection we will seek in our adult lives. Just let that sink in a moment. It's quite hard to acknowledge that that can be a truth, and it's not a conscious choice. We obviously wouldn't choose that on purpose. But it can be what creates a sexual charge. If, as a baby or as a child, you were left for long periods, you may choose to be with somebody who's going to be absent from you for long periods. If you were brought up in a family where emotions weren't discussed or acknowledge and where there wasn't much affection, then you'll probably choose a cold fish. And it's that that hooks you. The most intense ones, I think, are ones where there's drama and they can be the bad boys or girls, you know, the ones that aren't going to be consistent for you, that aren't going to create security and that feeling of being at home, that comfort and relaxation where your nervous system is just all calm and you feel that you belong and you can relax. You don't have to watch your back. You don't have to look out for criticism or judgment. And you don't have to hide any of yourself because you're accepted and encouraged to express yourself. That's the quality of a healthy relationship. These other ones are ones where you're slightly on edge about being rejected. You feel like you have to keep pulling out the stops to be acceptable. That's not what I want for you. So if you can do the emotional work that means that you disconnect from those highly charged early experiences and stop living your life from those, then you can choose a secure partner for you who can really be there for you, who can build trust, create commitment, plan a life with you, have similar life goals and similar values and ways of being. That's what I want for you. A real home for your heart. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.